You're listening to SBS News.
It was a warning shot fired on the front page of the Chinese daily newspaper, Global Times. An unnamed Chinese government official says America's supply of rare earth metals could be the next target for retaliation in the tit-for-tat trade war. Wang Changling from Chinese Development and Reform Commission says foreign countries reliant on China's rare earths should be careful.
We must point out that if some countries, some enterprises use our rare earth resources to make products, some high-tech products to restrain us or even suppress us, they will seriously hurt the feelings of the Chinese people.
China is the world's largest producer of rare earth metals, used in making electric cars, wind turbines, as well as some military and other high-end technology products. Outside China, Lynas is the only other major producer of rare earths, which are mined from Mount Weld in Western Australia, processed in Malaysia, and shipped to major manufacturers in the US and Japan. The Australian company's role in the rare earths trade is now in the global spotlight. China's threat to cut off America's rare earth supply yesterday sent Lynas shares skyrocketing. In the US, President Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to reduce America's reliance on Chinese rare earths, with concerns for military manufacturing. Australian resources analyst Andrew White from stockbroking firm Curran & Co. says Lynas' strategic value can't be overstated.
Mount Weld actually is the most significant, the highest grade deposit outside of China, actually in the world. And so it's really a strategic asset, not only for Australia, but for USA and Japan as well.
But the past year has been far from smooth sailing for Lynas. The new Malaysian government has ordered Lynas to remove a low-level radioactive waste runoff from its processing plant, or risk being shut down. But nevertheless, Mr. White thinks the future is bright for the company.
Long term, really, the future looks very bright for Lynas, and these short-term hurdles, we expect that they'll be able to overcome those.
The company has announced plans to partially process the rare earths in Western Australia in a bid to appease Malaysia. It's also considering building a new processing plant in Texas. Johnny Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.